Life Audio.
Welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. We're so glad to have you as a listener. Today's topic is Hope as an Anchor. We'll return after a brief message from our sponsor.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with For King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Hope as an Anchor by Emma Danzi. Hebrews 6:19 through 20 says, "This hope we have as an anchor of the soul, a hope both sure and reliable, and one which enters within the veil, where Jesus has entered as a forerunner for us, having become a high priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek." The book of Hebrews is filled with beautiful verses proclaiming that Jesus is our great high priest. He took on the cross for us, and he broke the barricade between us and God the Father. Sin that stood in between was defeated, and Jesus became the bridge between us and the Lord. As we break down these verses today, pray that Christ would reveal himself more and more in your heart. This hope as an anchor of the soul, both sure and reliable. Have you ever used an anchor? A seemingly small device can be cast down into the water and stabilize a boat through the wind and waves. The larger the boat, the larger the anchor. Our soul has the effects of sin and the world. However, when we have been gifted with the Holy Spirit, He can anchor us through being pulled in many different directions other than God's best. Ephesians 4 verse 14 gives us insight into a way that we are spiritually impacted by the wind and waves. It says, "Then we will no longer be infants, tossed back and forth by the waves and blown here and there by every wind of teaching and by the cunning and craftiness of people in their deceitful scheming." We have hope that is both sure and reliable. Jesus' sacrifice and following him is the only true way to be steady in this life and sure of the one to come. He has fulfilled the law where we could not. He has come in and convicted us, but not condemned those who say yes to him. And he has been the one who had a once and for all sacrifice sufficient for all sins. One which enters within the veil, where Jesus has entered as a forerunner for us. Back before the time of Jesus, a high priest would enter the Holy of Holies within the temple where God's presence was once a year on Yom Kippur to provide a blood sacrifice and incense to the Lord on behalf of the people's sins. There was a great veil separating the Holy of Holies. They would actually tie a rope to the priest's ankle in case he died in the presence of God so they could pull him out. We are so sinful and small, and the Lord Almighty is so glorious and perfect that being in his presence is just too much. This is why even Moses, who was very faithful to the Lord, was instructed when getting the Ten Commandments not to look at God's face or he would die. This emphasizes why we needed a Savior. One man, once a year, who was a selected high priest, was able to go into God's presence for one day to give an offering for sin. Jesus is called the forerunner for us because he offered himself as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God, on behalf of all of our sins. There was no more need for the temple and the Holy of Holies, or an earthly priest, because the high priest of heaven had taken care of the problem of sin forever. Matthew 27:51 shares, "And behold, the veil of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom, and the earth shook and the rocks were split." If Jesus' death and resurrection was not a miracle enough, the extremely thick and heavy temple veil was torn from top to bottom right after Jesus' death. God could not have been more clear that we are now welcome in his presence. In fact, once Jesus ascended, he sent his presence in the Holy Spirit to us who believe. This is a true miracle. Having become a high priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek. Jesus was not a temporary priest. He is the high priest forever. He is the one who forever has reconciled us as sinners to our Holy Father. This verse is extra impactful to the Jewish people because Melchizedek was the high priest in Genesis, whose name literally meant King of Righteousness. He was the king of Salem, and he blessed Abraham. This is a beautiful tie to God fulfilling the old covenant and bringing the new covenant through Jesus. We can celebrate our high priest forever. Intersecting faith and life. How has sin stood in the way of your relationship with God? How has Jesus been an anchor of hope for your soul? How can you thank Jesus for being your personal high priest today? Further reading, Exodus 33, verse 20, Matthew 27, 51, Ephesians 4, verse 14.
The Crosswalk Devotional is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Are you concerned about tensions in the Middle East? Do you wonder where we're currently at in the biblical timeline? Are we really in the last days? Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Carl Muller with the Inside the Epicenter podcast. Every week, my co-host, best-selling author Joel Rosenberg, and I answer those questions and more. You'll hear inside knowledge of our meetings with leaders at the highest levels of government in the U.S., Israel, and the Middle East, equipping you to filter the news with biblically sound insights. Find Inside the Epicenter on your favorite podcast app or go to joshuafund.com to listen and subscribe.